With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. This week, we've been reviewing a special audit that shows questionable spending of state and federal money under the Older Americans Act. In all, the North Central New Mexico Economic Development District approved $118,000 in what the state auditor calls unallowable expenses. State Auditor Wayne Johnson says one of the 12 audit findings was multiple staff bonuses given out, totaling almost $58,000.
Well, quite frankly, I don't believe the state employees can get bonuses. And remember, this is also a commingling of funds between the state and federal funding. And the federal funding, if we set the state aside for a second, and we said federal funds only, there is a process, if the state allows it, to have bonuses. But you have to identify the metrics prior to giving out the bonuses. And what they look like they did and what the audit shows they did is they just drew down all of these monies coming from the feds and from the state. And at the end of the year, what they didn't spend, they cut it up and handed it out to the employees as a bonus.
Johnson says he also sent the audit findings to the federal government, and he expects more scrutiny from them over the bonus issue and other unallowable expenses. He notes that when the New Mexico agency's executive director says they did nothing wrong, he could be right.
So when he says he didn't do anything wrong, he may be referring to violation of a criminal code. And the audit clearly shows there wasn't evidence of a criminal violation. There's a difference between that and a violation of state law. Not all state laws have a criminal sanction associated with it or attached to it. And that's the case with this audit.
That lack of criminal code violation is why Johnson says he did not ask the Attorney General's office to review the audit. With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.